You're listening to Presence and Purpose, a podcast all about helping you build an authentic online presence and live out your God-given purpose. I believe that the key to standing out in this noisy online business world is by being fully yourself, because God's equipped you through your personality, gifts, life experience, and even your quirks to serve your people. So get ready to hear real stories and lessons learned on all things branding, finding your people, sharing your message, and so much more. Hey ladies, so today I am going to be talking about when you are in the place in your business where shifts are happening, because shifts happen, and how to process through that and really like realign your brand. And I want to start out by sharing something that was shared recently with me, and I thought it was really profound. Not new, but it just kind of landed in the right way. And that is the fact that faith equals action. This is something that was shared in a small group at my church, and for whatever reason, it just really struck a chord with me. And it was such a beautifully timed reminder that if we're not taking action, then we don't really have faith. And, you know, tying it back to like when you feel like you're experiencing a shift in your business, the worst part of that is not doing it, right? And that pressure that starts to build up when we know that, you know, we need to take an action or we need to make an adjustment, move in a direction, and we're not doing it. And it's that horrible pressure of knowing in your gut that that's the right thing and trying to brush it off or ignore it. And so I want to give you ladies some, you know, questions to ask yourself so that you can really do a gut check and process through maybe your resistance to the shift that you're feeling, and then a few tangible strategy pieces that you can apply to shift your brand, to realign it with this new shift or pivot that's happening in your business. So first of all, I want to address some resistance pieces that I have personally experienced many times, and I've heard it echoed from other ladies too, is that when we feel the shift happening, often we will maybe feel like it's starting over. Like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I already went through all of this. Do I really have to like go back, you know, to square one? Which is not true. You know, when we are shifting, we're still moving forward. Like we've still come a long ways. You know, another thing is feeling like, oh gosh, like, did I hear God wrong? Like I thought he was calling me to go in this direction. And now I feel like, you know, I need to make this other pivot, this other shift. Like, did I hear wrong? Whatever it is for you, I think there's a lot of power in just first of all, like, being aware of those thoughts that are coming up or the things that you're maybe beating yourself up about as you're feeling this shift, because there's so much power in just calling it out. And, you know, we want to take that power away as far as, you know, if you're feeling like it's starting over, you feel like you heard God wrong, process through that so you can keep moving forward. All right, so let's jump in here. So I want to give you guys a few questions to really do a gut check to process through this shift or pivot. So number one is feel into it. So if you're feeling like something's just feeling off, or you are feeling like there's a new direction that you need to go, feel into that. So look at like what you're doing right now in your business and what feels light and what feels heavy. So just think of this very intuitively as far as, you know, maybe the way you're supporting your clients or the services you're offering right now, what things really light you up? Like what literally feels light and what feels heavy, what feels like a burden? Number two is holding back. So is there anything that you are limiting or holding back? Like, is there a part of yourself that needs to shine through. And number three is holding on. So is there anything that you are holding on to that you have maybe outgrown, or maybe that's not working, and you're resistant to letting it go because maybe you feel like you've worked hard to get to this point, and even though it's not working, it's that funny thing that we do, that even though it's not working, or even though we know it's not the best, we hold on to it because we've spent time and spent energy getting to that point or doing that thing. All right, so think about feeling into it. Is there anything you're holding back right now? Is there anything you're holding on to that you need to let go of? And before I move on to the strategy pieces, I want to give you ladies some examples from where I'm at right now, because you know I'm all about transparency. And this is something that I had actually created a blog post about this in the past, because, again, it was a shift that, you know, I had gone through previously. And so I took the questions that I asked myself and how I kind of processed through that shift in my business and created a post about it. And as I am going through this more recent shift in my business, you know, I referred back to these questions. And, you know, for me, where I'm at right now in my business, the shift that I'm making, like I said, it's ever so slight. It is providing more brand strategy or brand coaching support to clients, to ladies that I'm called to serve. And it's funny even saying it out loud, like, gosh, that sounds so slight, because it really, you know, if you don't know me, maybe this is the first time that you're hearing me. What I do currently is I am serving Christian women, entrepreneurs who are service-based, whether that's coaching or consulting, and I am helping them with their visual brand. So I'm already providing strategy support in terms of brand questionnaire and discovery calls and, you know, answering those questions, and of course, coming at the design from a strategic standpoint. But I've been feeling this nudge, like I need to provide more strategy support, just straight strategy. And that's something that, funnily enough, when I had in December, so the end of 2019, when I had kind of written out my vision for 2020, this was a part of it. And that part of my 2020 vision, I won't reveal what it is exactly yet, but that's something that I'm still working towards. And I realized as I was processing through the shift that I'm going through right now, that it's very in line with it. I just think that's interesting that, you know, the, you know, Holy Spirit intuitive parts of our business do line up, and often we feel like they don't, but then when we kind of take a step back and look at the big picture, a lot of times you realize, oh, actually, that makes a lot of sense. Anyways, I just wanted to share that to give you ladies an example of, you know, a shift that's happening in my business right now. All right, so I want to give you some strategy pieces that you can apply. So once you have done that gut check and kind of brought out into the open those things that are maybe subconsciously holding you back, and just, you know, bringing them to the surface, here are three things that you can do to adjust your strategy to align your brand with the new direction that you're headed, whatever that may be. All right, so number one is I want you to look at who you're serving. So I feel like this is often a starting point when we are experiencing a shift, is go back to the basics. Go back to who are you serving? Is that still the best person for you? Are you needing to make adjustments there? So, you know, again, giving an example from my own business, I know when I started out, I was you know, at a stage in my business where I was really building my skill set in brand design, I am a firm believer in charging from a place where you feel comfortable and gradually working your way up as you build confidence and experience. That's something that has been working really well for me. And, you know, when I started out, I was serving clients who were newer entrepreneurs, right? Because they had smaller budgets and I had more of a beginner skill set. And so as I have been growing my skill set, I've been doing this for 2 years now. That is just one of the places where the adjustments need to happen. And I think it's really important that we take time to look at who we are best equipped to serve so that we're not trying to force or fit our services onto someone that, you know, it's a better fit for someone else. And as I'm sharing, this can change as our business progresses. So number two is look at how you're serving them. So this might be an adjustment in, you know, your services, your offerings. Look at what type of support they need. If they are further down the road, maybe they need a higher level of support. If they are more in the beginning stages, maybe they need more hands-on, you know. To give an example, you know, say you are doing health coaching. Maybe your clients, you have been assuming that they have the foundational knowledge of nutrition or fitness. And really, that's something that you need to provide more support around. And so you can adjust how you're serving them to meet them where they're at. So think about how you can adjust the way that you're serving your clients to match your people, where they're really at right now. Because I think that's so important to also, you know, just reevaluate from time to time, like, is what I'm doing really serving them well? Is there anything that I need to add on? Is there anything that I need to take away that's just kind of extra fluff? And then number three is looking at what you're saying. So obviously, if you have kind of tweaked your ideal client, you've gotten more clarity on now that the shift is happening, I need to, you know, serve a business owner who is at a little bit of a higher level, and I'm going to adjust the way that I'm serving that person. Obviously, your messaging will need to be adjusted to fit that, to really speak to that person. And, you know, when I had, like I said, I had originally written many of these questions as a blog post, and it was interesting looking back and seeing the example that I originally provided, because I had shown how I had taken my original messaging themes and then kind of adjusted that to fit the shift that was at that time taking place in my business. And giving another kind of here in the moment example of the shift that's currently happening in my business, you know, I'm looking at, okay, if I'm going to be serving Christian women who are have more of an established business, right? They're not at those beginning stages. They know what they're doing and they are more established now. How can I speak more directly to her? And so that's what I want you to ask about this person that you have identified that you need to be serving right now in your business. How can you adjust your messaging? Look at the message that you're sharing right now and evaluate if you're really speaking directly to her. Because that's so important to really speak directly to your person. And this is something that I will definitely do. You know, I'm just kind of skimming the surface here as far as messaging goes. And I will definitely create an episode where I kind of dive more in depth into that. So just to recap, you know, looking at your strategy, think about who are you serving, how are you serving them, and what you're saying. So I want to wrap up by saying that if you take anything away from this episode, I hope it's that you realize that shifting and pivoting is just an inevitable part of business. It's something that happens. There's nothing wrong with you if you feel like you have been doing a lot of shifting lately. I feel like as I've continued in my business, it's happening less frequently, but it still happens. And I know when I think back to like the first year, year and a half of my business, I feel like I did this a lot. So if that's you, that's totally normal. And it also doesn't have to be confusing. So if you are shifting right now, I really hope that this episode helped you gain clarity and see where you can take action right now and not use being confused or shifting as an excuse to stay where you are and lose momentum. And if what I'm saying has helped you, if you feel like this was really valuable to you, I would absolutely love if you could head on over to iTunes and leave me a review. It would mean the world to me. You guys have been so awesome at leaving reviews, and I hope you realize how powerful it is to just affirm people with your words. It's something that as I have started my podcast, I've gone and left reviews for other podcasts that I've been listening to forever and have never left a review because I realize, oh my goodness, reviews really mean a lot. So, and that goes for podcast reviews or, you know, someone that you've worked with, whatever it is. And then I also want to just invite you, if you feel like maybe you are shifting and you would love to have a breakthrough, gain some clarity, gain some traction, keep your momentum going, I want to invite you to book a brand breakthrough session with me. This is something new that I'm really excited to start offering. This is part of my own shift that I'm doing in offering more coaching and strategy sessions. And so this would be a 45-minute one-on-one session with me where we would power through this area of focus in your brand right now so that you can get a breakthrough. I will be offering for the first three sessions, like an introductory rate. So if that's something that you're curious about, definitely reach out to me. You can email me at hello@natalieart.com, or you can shoot me a message on Facebook. You can find me at Natalie Art Design. All right, until next time. Bye, guys.